Welcome to the Six Ways to Sunday podcast, hosted by award-winning television director, documentary filmmaker, author, and speaker Craig D. Forrest. Join Craig for the next few minutes as he interviews leaders, artists, and creatives about trends and insights shaping our digital world and faith-based media. This podcast is produced and brought to you by Matchstick Media International. Now, here's Craig.
We're getting back to episodes and conversations with Missions Media executive John Rawls. Let's jump back into the conversation. I meet and teach and train and inspire lots of young creatives. Mm-hmm. And my coming into the industry in the late 70s and the early 80s, when everything was tape-based and not digital, and you come after me in a different time frame. These days, you could pick up a camera and just shoot a story, and you can have it up on Facebook in 5 minutes. And right. Such. What advice would you give? And we're in 71 countries, by the way, John. So you're literally speaking to the world. What advice would you give to young creatives that gotten into college or want to get out of college and find a path and pursue something? Got any career advice and ministry advice for them?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's, you know, it's a thing that I'm wrestling with even right now, which is there's a point where I feel like my responsibility is to let the next generation begin to lead. And so even within Kavanaugh, I mean, honestly, the people that are marketing coaches and professionals, Sean and Amanda and others, they know more than me. They really do. I've just got gray hair and have some experience. And so there are certain things that I can do and say that maybe they can't get away with, but honestly, they're better at the job than I am at this point. They know more at it. And so it's my job to help them lead and situationally let them lead. And so I would always encourage young people to get in an environment, if they can, with a place where they don't have to make all the decisions right away, where they can soak in what the systems and the structures and the others have been doing before them. Because just because things change doesn't mean the philosophy and the concepts behind it have changed. Just the how-to part has, from working with tape, like you said, to non-destructive types of editing and stuff, and moving into AI type of editing or whatever. The core concepts of still good light and filming and storytelling, all those things that you do and teach, are still really, really important. And in the marketing world, a lot of these things are the same as well. The principles aren't changing as fast as the application to them are. And so I would always encourage people to get in an environment where they can learn, more about themselves. They can learn about their style of what they like to do, whether that's media creation or marketing. People have certain gifts. God has wired them in different ways. And so you just need reps. You need time. You need a lot of opportunity to continue to refine what your style and what it is that you enjoy. And that just takes time. And so if you can get into a place where there are people who can help you learn while you're getting, hopefully, enough to be able to pay the bills and be able to
make mistakes too.
For sure. Yeah. You can't learn without making mistakes. It's just not possible. You have to make mistakes. And so one of the phrases we use a lot is this ad, for example, or this work that we're doing, it's either going to win or we're going to learn. It's not a loss. So it either is going to work fantastic, and even then, there's things we'll probably need to iterate and change, or we learn from it. So I say all of the time to my team, I have no problem with you making a mistake. Just don't make the same one over and over. Mm-hmm. And so, but make new mistakes. I have no problem with that, because that's been the area where we've seen some of our growth in what we do, has been in areas where we have found friction or mistakes or bottlenecks. Working through those mistakes or those challenges have then opened up new opportunities for us. And so, yeah, find a boss, find a place where they celebrate you exploring and pushing the boundaries, and then use that time to really grow and define and refine, you know, what that person's skill set is.
Excellent. My friend Clyde Tabor.
Yep.
You know Clyde,
Yeah.
well known in missions, communications, and media. He said early on, first season, said, "What's your advice?" And he said, "Oh," he says, "I'll give you three to anyone coming up. Number one, find out what you're really good at and do it. Number two, do it for a really long time, like for decades. Do it, you know, master something, do it for a really long time, and then train others on how to do it." And I thought, yeah, you know, that's not a bad 1-2-3 kick way to go. And that makes sense. What do you think?
Oh, I would just add to Clyde's thing there, be probably lean into letting go and letting them lead sooner than what you might think them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we've been doing this for so long and we tie our identity to it, even as trainers of others or coaches of them. But there is a point in the Levitical priesthood, in the Old Testament, there was a phrase or there was a commandment in there where when they were to begin to serve, but also when they were to stop serving, which is right around the age of 55. And so I think that there's something to this. They could still then come alongside, it says there in the passages, to the other priest, but there's a season to all of this. And so how we can enable the younger generation to lead, men and women, to use their gifts in the body of Christ, I think that's going to be the defining moment then of our careers, is not what we did in the past 20 years, but who has come after us and who have we enabled to be able to lead that next generation.
Excellent. We're talking to John Rawls, Missions Media Executive with Kavanaugh Media, based in Tennessee. We didn't have time to talk about overseas travels and such. Maybe we could do that on a return conversation sometime. I would ask this, maybe kind of a put a fine point to it, or you know, wrap it all up. Is there something that I haven't asked you that's on your heart that you'd really want to share with thousands of people across the world in different countries? A word of inspiration, or what would it be?
Well, I mean, I think the world that we at Kavanaugh work in is trying to not just create media, but more importantly, get it in front of the right people. And I would say that skill set, the type of stuff that you do, Craig, and train people to do, taking that kind of content and taking it to the places where the good news is not known. And, you know, there's the old saying that it's only good news if you get it to them in time. Hmm. We live in an unbelievable time where, with not a lot of money, but with a lot of strategy and a lot of tools in one sense and systems and things in place, but with all of those things, when it's done right, the ability to change what people are thinking is unscaled. There's never been a time in history like there is right now. And I will give you a quick example to that. Where you're living right now, what's the weather like?
It's just starting to get a little chilly, but it's still nice days.
All right. Is it a rainy season or is it a dry season?
It's supposed to be rainy, but it's been a little drier than normal.
Okay. And were you thinking about the weather there where you're at even a minute ago?
No, I was talking to you, but
thinking about it.
Yeah, but before the conversation, I kept thinking, when is it going to finally get fall here? So
there you go.
There's your answer.
Right. So I can't make people choose to think and agree with what I want, but I can make them think about it. That's the use of questions and media and marketing. And by using right media and asking the right questions and putting it in front of the right people with just a little bit of money behind it, you can actually change not just individuals, but a whole nation about what it is that they're thinking about. Mm-hmm. And that's the power that the Lord has provided for us to get the gospel out there at a speed and a scale that has never been available up until this point. And so I would really encourage the digital natives, especially those who are the young generation that have grown up with unbelievable cameras in their pockets, who understand marketing better than what we do. They've grown up in it. They see it. They see it for all the good and the bad that it's doing to leverage those things for the Lord's glory, to use those tools and gifts to be good news, to share good news, and to shape what people think about when they begin to hear the name of Jesus and the impact that one person can make with just a little bit of time and with some training and tools. It's just really unbelievable. The scale and the speed of that is just unbelievable. And so I would encourage people to experiment, to lean into it, to do everything. In fact, I think the Lord is pleased when John 17, when we are one, when we find others who have different gifts, and instead of working against each other or trying to out-hype each other, instead we find ways to promote and work well together. And I think the effect of that will be, I hope, the expedition and the expediting the Lord's return and seeing the Great Commission filled all around the world.
Excellent. Very inspiring. Very inspiring. Thank you, John Rawls. Appreciate you coming on and having a conversation, not only with me, but with our listeners all over the world. Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
It's been my pleasure.
You've been listening to the Six Ways to Sunday podcast with Craig D. Forrest, brought to you by Matchstick Media International, dedicated to excellence in media through inspiration, vision, and education. To learn more, visit us on the web at matchstickmedia.org. That's matchstickmedia.org. Your generous donations, large or small, help defray costs for producing this creative podcast. Thanks for listening and subscribing.